The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. This is News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation today at 850-437-1620. And today I have Chip and Stacy. Chip is the VP of Sales. Stacy is the HR and Benefits Manager at Avalon HR. You can reach out to them at 850-475-1555. But don't wait, because you can ask them questions right now as well. We love questions.
Call in.
Text in. Let's do it. And we're going to be talking about ADA.
We are. I wanted to talk a little bit about ADA accommodations, what ADA is, what it means, and, you know, how we can help you navigate that landmine. Because there was Wells Fargo just lost a substantial, and by substantial I mean millions of dollar EEOC lawsuit for failing to fulfill an ADA accommodation request. Okay. And this one's big, and this one is a hot topic, hot button, I guess, if you will, Chip, with employers.
Yeah, let me just, real quick, that's the American Disabilities Act.
Right, yes, the American Disabilities Act.
We have so many acronyms in this industry now, it's just sometimes need to spell it out.
It is ridiculous, but this one involves working from home, which is something that became very prevalent during COVID.
Sure. Thanks to the C word.
Yes, the C word, sorry. Became very prevalent during the C word, and now, you know, more and more companies, some, you know, just abandoned the actual, you know, this is where we are and everybody can be remote, and just restructured their entire business. And it's worked great. Several vendors that we deal with, not a single one of them have an actual office. Our work comp carriers work from home. Our healthcare representatives work from home. So, you know, a lot of them thought, hey, we can save a ton of money on the brick and mortar buildings and power and all this other stuff that goes with it. And, you know, just let these people continue. And everybody's like, yay. And then others are like, no, we've got this office and you're going to come back and you're going to come back now. But that has led to some things where some people may be hired during the pandemic era, have now come back and say, hey, you know, I'm asking for an accommodation to be allowed to continue to work from home. And their employer's like, no. Well, here's the thing. And they're like, there's this big argument. Well, they didn't tell me when they were hired that they had this, that, or the other. They don't have to.
Right.
They only have to disclose what the medical condition is, ADHD, anxiety, panic disorder, whatever, once they come and ask for that accommodation. Okay. The EEOC has made it very clear, and that's the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, okay? They've made it very clear that fairness cannot be a consideration when deciding to approve or deny the request. Fairness, they don't care if it's fair or not. What they look at, and the only thing they look at, is if it's an unreasonable hardship or burden to the employer. Okay, so you've got an employee that's been working home 2 years. They've been doing great. They've been doing no issues with performance. They're, you know, they're tracking where they're supposed to be. Everything's fantastic. Basically, what the EEOC has said and made it very clear in the Wells Fargo case is there's absolutely, you know, once this employee came to you and said, hey, I have severe stress and anxiety around people. You know, I took this job because it was remote, and I would like to continue working remote. The EEOC's basically said you can't force them to come back. You know, how are you going to prove? They did it for 2 years, and your business was fine, and they were an exemplary, you know, employee for 2 years. So what is the undue burden or hardship this is going to cause your business to let them remain at home?
Right.
And that one's a hard one to, you know, well, I just want them back.
It's tough to defend.
Too bad. Well, it's not fair to the other employees. The EEOC is like, we don't care. That's not the issue. Fairness is not an issue. Your particular wants as a supervisor aren't an issue. Is the accommodation reasonable?
Fair is not always equal.
Fair is not always equal.
I always told my kids that I coach, fair does not always mean equal.
Exactly. Fair does not make it equal. And, you know, we've had that come up several times in walking through with our clients ADA accommodations. You know, one was another Century issue, and he just simply asked to be moved to a different shift. His boss did not feel that was reasonable. And I'm like, hey, he didn't come and ask you to build a soundproof, you know, work area for him. He just said, hey, I think night shift's a little too loud for me. Can I go to days? That is a very reasonable request. And those kind of things have to be accommodated. Things like chairs. You know, if you, for some reason, an employee needs a certain type of chair, that is considered a reasonable accommodation.
Right.
There's several things, you know, unless you can truly prove, like, you know, hey, building this soundproof room around this workspace would be a burden and a hardship. And the EEOC would probably go, yeah, we agree with that. You know, but moving to day shift, reasonable, do it. And you've got to be very careful. And it's becoming more and more prevalent than it ever has been.
It's becoming more and more difficult, also more challenging.
Absolutely, it is. And so that's one of the big things that Avalon HR can do. You can give me a call, and we can talk through the request. We can weigh out the pros and cons of, you know, either granting the request or denying the request. And there is a process. I mean, there is an actual checklist process that they ask you to go through to determine if it's reasonable or not. And I, you know, sorry, employers, but 8 out of 10 times, it's going to fall in favor of the employee.
Right.
That's how it's designed. And that's what it's made to do.
And that's why we use that little phrase that you need Avalon, because we keep up with these things.
Right. You're the experts. You keep up on
and
changes.
I mean, it's just everybody stay in your lanes, and you do what you know best, and we do what we know best. Stacy investigates all these things and studies up on them, and we have to make sure that we are in compliance as well as our clients are in compliance. And so doing all of this requires a lot of scratching your head sometimes.
Yeah.
But it still requires that you do what you have to do. And though we don't maybe agree with everything all the time, it still is, like, you know, we discussed last time we were here about how the Department of Labor, they change laws like the wind blows.
Yeah.
So when they do, we have to make sure we're on it.
Right.
And we have to make sure that the employers know that here's the, like what we were discussing last time about the new child labor laws. And, you know, I mean,
I spend a lot of time pulling reports for under 18 employees and checking their hours. You know, I go back and I verify that their punches are when they should be, that their hours totally are not more than they should be, that we are, you know, and it's going to become, that's going to shift again for a lot of employers when school starts back in the coming weeks.
Absolutely.
You know, they have more freedom in the summer, more hours that they're available to work, but now that school's starting back, that's going to change, and you've got to be aware of that. You've got to be compliant with that. You know, McDonald's, not all that long ago, it's been within the last year, I guess, McDonald's got hit with, oh my goodness, I forget, it totaled millions of dollars in fines for not following child labor laws. McDonald's, for Pete's sake.
Hello.
You know, it's like, you all should know better. But, you know, it is something you need to be aware of, and it is something that we help you with. Like, we run the reports. Our payroll people are excellent. When something comes across, they're not sure if a 15, 16, 17-year-old will do, they come straight to my office. It's like, hey, this company just hired this 16-year-old to do this. Is this okay? You know, and a lot of our employers will reach out beforehand, too, say, hey, I'm looking at a 16-year-old. Can they do this? We just had a 17-year-old want to go to work at an automotive shop. in a different state. He absolutely can. There's two things, however, he can't do in his state. And one is drive a vehicle in the shop. The other is operate power-driven hoist equipment.
Well, there you have it.
But,
thank goodness.
Right. And I mean, that's why those laws are put in place. It's to protect our, you know, our underage workers. It's to protect the business. So there, while some of them may seem utterly ridiculous, and there's some out there that, you know, I will probably go to my grave never fully understanding the rationale behind it. But it's just like those stickers they put on, you know, your hair dryers that says don't use in the bathtub. There's a reason why that was put there. There's a reason why these laws were created.
Right.
So, you know, we can certainly help you navigate those, follow those, and you don't have to keep up with all that fun stuff by yourself.
I think there's other things you do. I think you lower blood pressure. You reduce anxiety and worry. Because a lot of places you'll have one or two HR, you know, people, or maybe just one. But you can't be an expert in everything, and no matter how much you love your job, there's not every aspect of HR you're going to love or know, and why not have Avalon HR? Because that's your job. Your job is to help and support and guide these companies so that they are following the laws correctly, and if they have any questions, who better to ask?
Well, we try to stay very current. Like right now, I had a meeting yesterday with a local company here in Pensacola that has a very cool concept for virtual assistants, and they call them Cogbots. It's a virtual assistant, and we were looking at things, you know. Yes, I'm in HR. Do I absolutely love every task in HR? Absolutely not. I do not. There are some I definitely like more than others.
Right.
And one of my... everybody's like that with their job. I think that's very, very normal. But one of the tasks that probably rank at the bottom of my list is handbooks. And pulling in all the state-specific items that have to be there, it's just not my favorite thing to do. And we were discussing yesterday the ability of a virtual assistant that could create these handbooks for me and how that works. And if anybody would like more information on that, just as a sidebar, feel free to reach out because this is a really cool company. They are doing some really cool things. I don't want to totally blast them unpreparedly on the air, but they are... It's clients we've worked with in the past, and this is a new venture for them. So we're, you know, trying to help them through it. We're trying to, you know, understand how it may be of value to some of our clients. We did a case scenario just on my workload, and it ended up the Cogbot came back and said it could save me almost 8 hours a week in just redundant tasks that don't require a person input, like just repetitive task that right. I do during the week that it could do and just kind of do that. So we try to stay very current with, like I said, everything that's happening, any ways to enhance our clients, our employers' workspace and AI. Let me just throw this in here. AI is not meant to take anyone's job away. It's not going to. It still has some issues,
right?
As we see, I am going to throw our water company a little under the bus here. Our water company, I won't name them, but we love our driver. We love them. They're a great company, but they have their order distribution. They switched it to AI a little bit ago. Well, the problem they're running into is our office is predominantly women. We prefer the smaller bottles of water that we can lift and change,
yeah,
you know, by ourselves. It's no right. problem. Well, they only give him so many. He gives us everything he has. He said, I don't, you know, we may order 10. He's like, I've only got 6. Well, then this AI program says, well, you only sold 6, so you only get 6 next week. And he keeps saying, if I had more, I could sell it. But the AI is totally, it totally runs Fights their him. Production line.
Yeah.
And it they can't. They haven't got to a point where they can tell it, hey, no, we need this. Like, he can put it in all day. But the production line AI goes, nope.
I mean, it's like any database. They're right. only as good as the human that created them and only right. as proficient as a human inputting the information. And with AI, humans are behind that.
Every piece of information that goes into AI is human-generated, human-created.
It's just one voice sharing across several.
That's it.
I think where people get scared about AI is when we see people using it incorrectly to alter what someone's saying, and that's just a whole nother thing we don't need to talk about. But that's the AI can be wonderful, and it, you know, you got to use your brain. We're smart people.
We are smart people, and you know, I don't really watch TV because I just decided a long time ago. It's like I don't know if anything I'm watching is actually accurate, true or not. So I'm just like, and if it's important enough that I need to know about it, I'm going to hear about it.
Correct.
Like I have my HR groups, you know, that I stay in. I'm a member of SHRM. You know, we're a member of NAPIO and everything. Our professional organizations that we talk about a lot. That would cost the average employer probably close to, I don't know, $50,000, $75,000 a year if they wanted to join all the organizations that we're a part of. I keep in that. But outside that, I just have had to turn it off because it's just like, I don't know if you're – is this real or not, right?
You're ahead of the game.
That happens a lot. I mean, I get a lot of requests online for businesses that say, I would like to start a new payroll. Tell me a little bit about who you are and the company and so forth
right.
and so on, which is, you know, fine. But a lot of these now are not generated by individuals. It's someone trying to invent a fake company and then have us run fake payrolls and deposit all that money into an account that is usually fake.
That's a hot topic that's been coming up a lot.
Yep.
Yes.
And but we have safeguards to prevent those things. And I've gotten to the point where most of our online requests, I've vetted them pretty well.
That's so great. I know there was something in the news recently where, you know, somebody had applied for a job, gave all their information,
it
banking,
was fake.
Everything, but it was fake. So it's great to have companies like yours that can say, hey, let me help you through that.
Hang on a minute.
Slow down.
We will stalk your website. We will make sure that you're valid. You know, we've even had to go. We had one a while back that was really sophisticated, and it was really good. And we actually got to the point where we were ready to onboard employees, and Chip and I were both like, "Yeah, this looks good, but there's something
wrong.
Something just wasn't sitting right with either of us." So we started calling the employees. Like, hey, you know, we just wanted to call and introduce ourselves.
Had all these people's numbers. They had all their information, their socials, everything.
Everything.
Wow.
They provided their documents, their personal driver's license, social security cards. They provided for all these people.
That these wow. people had no clue what was going on.
Wow.
Yeah, they had no idea.
That's crazy. I mean, some of these people are so creative, they beat you down to the point where you start to question yourself, and then you do give out that information. I just want to remind everybody that you can join us in the text line at 850-437-1620, or you can even give us a call. I do have a very exciting comment from one of our great listeners. Another interesting show today. I always look forward to these guests because they help me as a small businessman.
Yay!
Yay!
Well,
We appreciate that. We appreciate
that's
that.
I will take any free gifts for this listener for myself. No, just teasing.
Actually,
lunch. No, just kidding.
Actually, I enjoy talking with new businesses about their ventures and what they want to do and what their aspirations are, because a lot of times, like we had one gentleman that I was talking to, and he had these ideas that he wanted to do this, that, and the other, and he was going to, you know, recreate something and make it great. And then there was a bunch of details that he had forgotten to talk about.
Like,
and so, you know, we can help people with that. We can give you a little bit better direction sometimes, because a lot of times, and Stacy will tell you too, you know, you can think of the best widget in the world, but if you don't have a good business plan to execute this,
right.
it's all
we
for
go
naught.
Nowhere.
Right. And there's so much. Why not take that little bit of stress off your plate and
right.
have the experts help you out.
And that's what we are. We are expertise. Everybody in our company has an expertise in certain fields. We have accountants. We have bookkeepers. We have people that know QuickBooks. I call it slow books. But we have people that are very good in their positions. Our payroll processors are second to none. You don't get it. You know, you get to talk to them. If you have a question about your payroll, just give us a call. We'll be more than happy to talk to you about it, and we can try to make sure that you're doing things efficiently in the right way and so forth and so on. And if there's a question, that you have on your payroll, don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call us. We love to talk.
Absolutely.
Great. And we have a listener that has called in.
Okay.
Good morning. Is this Michael?
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning. This is Michael from the best side, which is the west side.
Okay.
Anyhow, the reason I'm calling, I have a quick comment, and what had happened to me is when the Blue Wahoos first came here, Clint Studer got the team going.
Right.
The second man in charge, or the man in charge of it, he's retired now. He's a longtime principal. But I was dealing with him directly, and he said, well, send me a bio real quick. We don't need a resume with all that. So, you know, I told him who I was, you know, local resident, and on and on. Well, this man replied to my email and accidentally sent me the entire roster of every employee.
Oh, no.
Including Social Security, driver's license, address, everything. And I thought, maybe this is a test. Maybe they're seeing if I'm looking around for John Quinones, you know, I'm looking
sure.
outside. Is somebody watching me? What's this all about? But yeah, stuff does happen. But of course, I immediately deleted it. Anyway, you never know. I just thought I'd make that comment. So. He's retired now, so there's no more worries out
but
there.
But that's interesting. That we've seen things like this happen before. It's called almost too much information.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, dangerous. Yeah. Y'all have a great day. Nice chatting with you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for calling.
I get those once in a while. You know, I deal with our work comp and drug screens and things like that as well. And, you know, unfortunately, there's been more than one occasion where I've gotten someone else's notes or results, and I'm like, hey, y'all, this isn't my employee. Like, you might want to take this back. And there's safeguards you can put in place for that. One of them is where, you know, when you start to type an email, how it auto-populates the names.
Yeah, take that off.
Take that off. That can be turned off if you did not know. That can be turned off by your IT department. And once they turn it off, trust me, you cannot turn it back on. Not that I've tried, but you can't. There are safeguards to put in place. When I send out W-2s or anything that has personal information, I always password protect the document and then send the password in a separate email.
Yep.
And sometimes that annoys people. They're like, why are you doing? Well, this has your W-2, stop and think about it, has every bit of information on it, pretty much, that someone could use to steal your identity. It's got your social, your address, your employer, your income for last year.
Right.
So it's not something you want just, you know, out there floating around the internet with the potential to be snagged.
I'm one of those people that don't like emails being forwarded. I don't mind sometimes when you forward an email, but don't just forward my email on to somebody
Pay
else.
Pay attention to what's at the bottom of that email.
Yeah,
it may need to be removed.
Exactly. Pay attention to what's at the bottom and think about maybe I don't want the other person to hear me say it quite like that, even though I try very, very hard to be super professional. But sometimes you say things that, you know, like, hey.
I'm pretty sure I sent an email to one of our admin staff one time, and I said, hey, could you please take care of this? And then I said, Franks and Beans, and instead of thank you, you know, because that's just an ongoing joke. We have Franks and Beans, and that ended up getting forwarded with the request. I was like, you know, you really could have taken that off.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything bad, but they
right,
were
but
thinking,
still, I always and hate, and it's Wednesday, right? So I always hate the term hump day. Don't like it. I think it's inappropriate. And I was working at a hospital, and a director said, happy blah, blah, blah day. And I was like, hold up. Now, they were dealing with high-level professional people. I thought I might have been one of them. But then I was like, am I old and out of touch? But I just thought, like, no.
Right.
That's just things you don't say.
I know we're getting ready to wrap up, but quick notes on that. As an HR person, I never, ever advise putting political things in email, religious things in your email signature. Just keep it to relevant job information, because you just never know.
You never know who's reading anything.
That's right. No Franks and Beans.
No Franks and Beans.
I like that. No Franks and Beans. Well, thank you so much, Chip and Stacy, for coming in. This is Avalon HR. Give them a call. They will take your worries, your stress, and your anxiety away when it comes to HR.